the different high levels of buying and selling things, like you go up and down, let's say the community has to sell things, also the halachos of the Dalet Parashiyos and the Rosh Chodesh and other dins, the dinim of Regalim, how everything falls into place. The fourth parak is a Kara Eimet, speaks about the way that a person reads the Megillah, you know it's, you know, like for example he's standing or sitting, the minyan necessary, and then it also speaks about the halachos of Shema and Chazor Zashat and Birchas Kainim. All that is included in Maseches Megillah. Next Maseches Mayukat. Mayukat is called that because it's talking about the Mayid, but the small part of the Mayid, which is Chala Mayid, is what the parak is primarily focused on, but a lot of other things come in. Now, there's really three prakim here on Mayid Katan. The first parak actually speaks a considerable amount about Shemitah. It speaks about being allowed to water your field on Chala Mayid, watering your field on during Shemitah, and other types of repairs and other things that a person can do during Shemitah or not. Is he allowed to catch different types of things that would be detrimental to his field? And the other halachas of Avelis, which are very much prominent in Maseches Ma'id Katan, is the halachas of Avelis, and what he could do as far as digging a grave and other things. That's in the first parak. The second parak, Misha Hafach, is talking about a person who's in the middle of a certain type of work. So what does he do during mourning? We don't make him lose money for mourning, but you also can't make any type of income. So let's say he already started the process. Which occupations are permissible and not permissible? It's the second parak. The third parak is Ve'ilu Megalchon, is talking about cutting hair and shaving and washing your clothing and towels, writing things, and it refers to also tefillin and mezuzahs during Chol HaMoed. It speaks about also, as we mentioned before, a lot about Avelis, comes in also in this Masechta. The last Masechta of Seder Moed is Maseches Chagiga. Maseches Chagiga is the 12th Masechta in the entire Seder. It speaks a lot about the Aliyah L'Rego. We should all be Zeicha next year to be here in Yerushalayim. It's talking about the first parak, says Akol Chayovim, is referring to the Chiyuv Re'ila and other Rego and the various other things. The person is who's Chayiv and when they come. Ein Darshan starts off speaking a little bit about the different types of things, the of people that you're not allowed, a person's not allowed to marry. Then it gets more involved into the halachos of Trumas and Maisris and other types of halachos that are negated to the Beis HaMikdash. The last thing is Chaymer B'Mikdash, is referring to Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. It's referring to the different types of matanois that it's just speaking to, in particular about the minchas, the different menachos, and all these different halachas of when and where, how a person has to be careful with truma and how a person should handle it. And it speaks to the halachas of the Gabayim. The very last Mishnah in the very last Masechta in Seder Moed speaks about Ketzad Ma'avirin al Taras Azara. How do they remove something for the purpose of leaving the Azara that it should be Tahar? And it says Matbilan is a kelim shayu, but make this for emel lam. Yisurish lotigu on the shulchan. They should make sure that they should not touch the shulchan with tatamu and then be matamid. Kol kelim shayu, but make this ishtem shneim mishlishin. Used to have they had the doubles and thirds in case something would happen to them. Shenitz morishan yavu shnam tachdim. They bring other ones in their place. Kol kelim shayu, but make this tunim tvila chutz me mizbeach hazav mizbeach and choishes meishen karka. Therefore, they won't need tvila. The rebbe was a chomer of neishahin mitzup because they are plated. Is a whole discussion in the Farshim, what's the importance, the significance of them being plated. Anyway, that's the end of Maseches Chagiga, that's the end of Seder Moed. It was a real pleasure learning with everyone. The next Seder we're going to learn is called Seder Nashim. Seder Nashim comes right after Seder Moed, and it starts off with the Maseches Yevamos. That's a very bizarre Masech to start it with. You know, we would think to start off with maybe Maseches Ksubis, then maybe get into Kedushin. Afterwards, maybe you'd get into Yevamos, but no, we start off right away with Yevamos. That's a big discussion amongst the commentaries. Why is it that that's the first thing we speak about? But in fact, when the Gemara makes allusion to all the different starim, it does put Seder Nashim right after Seder Ma'id. Therefore, Seder Nashim is coming first. And that was immediately after that. And the reason why we speak about over here Yevamos in particular, the Rambam says the reason is because the difference between Kedushin and Yevamos. Kedushin is something that's optional. A person decides if and when he wants to marry, as opposed to Yevamos is something that kind of like just put upon him because of his circumstances. There clean nether tomorrow, and we're going to go back to our regular pace, which is around one Mishnah, two Mishnahs a day. But what we're talking about in the beginning of the Seder is now, this is going to be a big discussion. We're going to take it slow in the beginning, but what we're talking about is that that there are some women that will fall to the brother, even when one brother dies without children. We'll go over this again tomorrow. The other brother should take on that marriage or that relationship, but sometimes the woman in question was allowed to marry her husband, but now the brother would have been an issue. That's called an arias, we call them. So these 15 women, not only do they now lose their opportunity for yibum because they're not allowed to marry the brother, but also if there was another wife at the time of the Mishnah, a man was allowed to marry two wives. If there was a second wife, she also loses the opportunity. We'll discuss all that and more, Beis Hashem, tomorrow.